The Chinese Communist Party is fueling the border crisis, and Texas House Speaker Dade Phelan's been censured by the biggest county in his district. Buckle up. This is Friday, July 14th, 2023.
Texas Scorecard presents the day's first news for the Lone Star State. The Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.
Hey, thanks for starting the end of your week with the Texas Minute. Lawmakers are finally sending to Governor Greg Abbott the much-anticipated property tax relief package, but experts say it's a far cry from what it should have been. We'll get to that coming up, but first. An attorney who focuses on Texas education law says that students in the state's public schools are sitting ducks for sexual predators. In school districts around the state, victims of sexual abuse and their parents are often isolated as school districts work to put their public reputation ahead of notifying the public about predators on the school payroll. Legislation was proposed in the Texas House this year that would have required school districts to notify parents about allegations of sexual abuse at the hands of school employees, but that legislation went nowhere. Education Attorney Janelle Davis said that without a mandate from the legislature to notify parents about predators, school districts are able to cover up abuses. By a 14-6 vote of precinct chairs, the Republican Party of Orange County has censured House Speaker Dade Phelan. The resolution takes aim at his appointment of Democrats to committee chairs in the House, despite the Texas GOP specifically urging against the practice in their legislative priorities. The resolution also condemns Phelan for his role in killing border security legislation, as well as his work against school choice legislation. Now that a county in his district has passed a censure, the state Republican Executive Committee is now free under the party rules to consider doing so as early as their next meeting in September. Meanwhile, recent polling has revealed Phelan's popularity among voters has plummeted in his district following the most recent legislative session. Last night, the Texas House followed the Senate in adopting the agreed-upon property tax relief package that was announced late last week. No substantive changes have been made to the plan, and conservative lawmakers were thwarted in their attempt to put the state on a path toward eliminating the school maintenance and operations tax levies. The compromise plan increases the homestead exemption from $40,000 to $100,000 and puts $7 billion towards lower school property tax rates. The package creates a three-year program for capping property tax appraisals on non-homesteaded properties while reducing the number of businesses subject to the state's franchise tax. Governor Abbott has said he'll sign the legislative package when it reaches his desk. Economists and fiscal watchdogs like those at Texans for Fiscal Responsibility have criticized the plan as not doing enough to offer lasting relief to the state's taxpayers. The Texas Minute will be right back.
The media has an agenda, and having seen behind the curtain, I can tell you it's not what's in your best interests. That's why I started the Salcedo Storm podcast every weekday. Real talk for real Texans. The Salcedo Storm podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Another taxpayer-funded attorney has been added to the prosecution team seeking to unseat Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton. Records show that Harry O'Neill has a record of contributing to liberal Republicans challenging conservatives. If O'Neill's name sounds familiar, that's because she long ago served on the Supreme Court of Texas. But campaign finance records reveal that this is not the first time O'Neill has opposed Paxton. She contributed $2,500 to liberal Republican Eva Guzman, who challenged Paxton in 2022. Guzman, of course, finished a distant third in the GOP primary. O'Neill also contributed to the campaign of liberal Republican Tommy Merritt, a disgraced former member of the Texas House, in his losing bid for agriculture commissioner against Sid Miller. According to Republican U.S. Representative August Pfluger of Texas, the Chinese Communist Party is pouring resources into South America as part of an effort to undermine the United States. Now, Pfluger is in a position to know. He chairs the U.S. House Homeland Security Subcommittee on Counterterrorism, Law Enforcement, and Intelligence. U.S. military officials and other experts have been warning about China's participation in money laundering and in providing drug cartels with the precursor chemicals for making fentanyl. According to U.S. Customs and Border border protection, nearly 13,000 Chinese nationals have been encountered by U.S. law enforcement at the southwest border since the beginning of the federal fiscal year that started last October. In Texas alone, law enforcement has encountered more than 7,000 Chinese nationals attempting to cross the Texas-Mexico border. You can check out the details of this story and the others mentioned today, as well as find the latest news and commentary at TexasScorecard.com. These articles were originally reported by Sydney Henry, Robert Montoya, and Brandon Waltons. The Texas Minute was produced today by Luke Marshall in the 1836 studios. I look forward to seeing you out around Texas. Have a great weekend.
Thanks for listening to the first news of the day for the Lone Star State. This has been the Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.